This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, August 19th, 2016 AD. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Target is listening to the petition that has gathered over 1 million signatures from the American Family Association. Fox Business reports that Target has agreed to put private bathrooms in each store by next year. Ed Vitagliano, vice president of AFA, told the Worldview that each signature does make a difference.
We think that corporate America, because they are so influenced by the gay lobby, I think that they believe that most Americans are in full agreement with the demands of that lobby. And I think it's important that all Americans, but especially Christians, get together and let their voice be aggregated.
14 people were killed and over 200 were injured in bombings in eastern Turkey yesterday morning. Reports are saying that Kurdish rebels are responsible for the attack. 7 elderly Kazakh Christians are being threatened with fines for going to church without government sanction in May. The Christians are going to court on August 25th for the final verdict. Islam is the majority religion in Kazakhstan, and Christians make up 25% of the population. As they face these uncertain waters, 2 Corinthians 4:17 encourages these brothers and sisters, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." One Alabama high school has considered removing the hymn "Amazing Grace" from their band concert after someone complained. However, many students and parents are against the measure. Attorney John Eidsmo with the Foundation for Moral Law says they have notified Alabama school superintendents that it is within their constitutional rights to include songs like this in their repertoire.
"We need to be vigilant. And that's one of the reasons why the Foundation for Moral Law sent out a letter to the school superintendents of every county throughout the state of Alabama, just simply telling them that sometimes when they receive complaints like this, it comes from people who are telling them what they wish the Constitution said rather than what it actually says."
Jesus said, "Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be known. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops." In the largest transfer of inmates from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, ever, Obama's Defense Department has moved 15 Muslim terrorists to the United Arab Emirates, according to TheHill.com. The Periodic Review Board determined that none of the detainees posed a continuing significant threat to U.S. security, reducing the prison population at Gitmo to 61 detainees toward the president's goal of shutting it down altogether. Pew Research has found Donald Trump closing in on Hillary Clinton in the polls. In a four-way race with the Green Party and the Libertarian Party candidates, Clinton leads 41-37%. Washington Post editor Bob Woodward joined CBS This Morning about Hillary Clinton's private email server use while Secretary of State.
"Well, let's face it, Hillary Clinton just has not come totally clean on this."
When Charlie Rose asked why Hillary had not come clean, this is what Bob Woodward said.
"Habit of secrecy, the whole idea of the private server was so no one would know. And I think people say if she became president, is there going to be a culture of straight talk rather than a culture of concealment?"
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is teaming up with pop star and homosexual activist Cyndi Lauper to conduct summits on integrating homosexuality into the farm community. They call it a rural pride campaign. Conservative radio commentator Rush Limbaugh told his audience that, quote, "they are trying to bust up one of the last geographically conservative regions in the country. That's rural America," unquote. Deuteronomy 28:15-17 says, "If you do not obey the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes with which I charge you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground, the increase of your herd and the young of your flock." Twitter has announced that the company has suspended 235,000 accounts that promote terror or violence in the last 6 months. Brianna Rollins took home a gold medal for the 100-meter hurdles yesterday, but she does not want people to remember her for that. After the race, she did not hesitate to tell the interviewer, quote, "I just kept God first and just continued to let him guide me throughout the rounds. I'm grateful to God." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, August 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.